And whereas the citizen of Vicksburg, Mississippi, honored Malcolm Butler for never giving up on his dream and proving that through hard work, faith, and a winning attitude, any goal can be accomplished. Malcolm, you are a role model for all of us, and we are extremely proud of you.
He's the absolute finest example. He really is, of a young person who has a goal, of a young person who falls down but gets back up, you know, until I retire. He'll be the number one role model from Vicksburg High School.
I do hereby proclaim Malcolm C. Butler Week.
Vicksburg, it's a good city. It means a lot to me. Born and raised, I went to Vicksburg High School.
One thing about it, this town here, we love football. We're a scrappy town. It's a, you know, working class, you know, hard nosed. We love our football. We love our players from our hometown.
When I was younger, I always said that I never wanted to, I wasn't going to move away from here.
Who, you know, who is this kid from Vicksburg? I want to know. You know, I want to know something about this kid. I want to know his story. I want to know how did he get from Popeye to the Super Bowl.
Being the teacher, I saw him having to work hard in school, having to do things that maybe the other students didn't have to do, to listen longer, stronger, and to work in places where maybe the other students weren't working. I saw that journey.
We're all just extremely proud of not only his success, but how he got to where he got to. And,
when he came to me as a ninth grader, fantastic ninth grader. I mean, I'm licking my chops. I got this kid 3 more years. Then had a little problem with his grades, kind of got off track.
Like something was blind to me, and you know, when didn't want me to see what the potential and the things I could do. And you know, I finally got away from those things and played football my 12th grade year, had an outstanding season. And you know, my coach Timothy Hughes, he was like, "Do you want to go play junior college ball?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll play."
I always thought Malcolm had the athletic skills to play on any level.
I go to junior college. They took up my whole day. And it was new to me. And I was like kind of like getting frustrated, like, this what goes on? And 2-a-days, all that. I didn't have a taste of that. I was new to it. And one day, you know, I threw it all away. I set out, went back to Popeye, started working. I let some people down.
Several years went by, and I would go through the Popeye's line and say, "Keep your head up, keep God first."
But I did not give up. I enrolled in a summer D program and got some class hours for the summer of 2010. I just didn't want to be one of those guys that's like, if I would have did. You know, so I'd rather go all the way to the end and say I did my best instead of get halfway and say I could have did this. So I just took advantage of my opportunities and I made the best of it.
Who would have think a rookie would make a break on a ball like that? I mean, that was big time. That was Deion Sanders, Darrell Reeves. That's all the great corners. And Malcolm made that great play, you know. And I jumped about 20 feet in there.
We're all just extremely proud.
I can't even express how wonderful it feels to know that those things I said to him, those things his mother said to him, he kept them. And we can say, yeah, we were a part of it. We are a part of it.
You hear Malcolm always say about being dedicated to Vicksburg, his town, because Vicksburg is just like him. They just underdog that keep on fighting.
I didn't know this many people gonna show up, but good thing. They came out and supported me big. Thank you, Vicksburg. I appreciate everything.